Debate opened this morning on a bill reasserting the state's role in guarding against illegal immigrants by taking away their driver's licenses and state ID cards. The only thing that supporters and opponents agree on is that the vote will be close, with very few people from either side expecting victory on what has become a divisive measure. In presenting the bill to the full House, Anchorage Republican Bob Lynn told members that legal privileges are given only to those who qualify for them.
The biggest thing this bill does, is it makes the expiration date flexible. It requires that your driver's license expire when your visa or your green card or some other legal presence document expires. In other words, the license expires when your legal presence expires. If someone doesn't have a legal right to walk down the street, why in the world anybody have a legal right to drive down that street? That's just common sense.
Opposition to the measure is coming from two sides. One fears that Lynn's new requirements would take a step toward the federal Real ID national identity card the state has avoided for several years. But Lynn points to the last section of the bill that reads, quote, "This act may not be construed as support for or cooperation with the federal Real ID Act." The other side sees it as causing undue requirements on immigrants who are legally in the state. Anchorage Democrat Lindsay Holmes sees the bill as a step toward tightening control over domestic violence or human trafficking victims. She says those people would be unable to function in society without paperwork or identity.
We're talking about people who are here legally. People who are here legally, they may have been married to somebody, they might have come in as part of an arranged marriage, or they might be, hopefully not, but maybe married to a military member or married to, or they might have been imported somehow. They might be in refugee status or asylum status, and it's very easy for somebody to simply take your paperwork away from you, and that's one more way to control you.
Holmes says the bill gives too much responsibility to employees at the Division of Motor Vehicles who are not trained in immigration law and do not have access to federal immigration databases. She says the documents themselves can be very confusing to those who are not trained in dealing with them.
I think that what we're going to have here is a lot of people who have jumped through all the right hoops. They have dotted their I's, they have crossed their T's, they are in this country legally, and they're going to be unable to get any form of driver's license or ID.
Lynn's bill is scheduled for more debate and a vote this evening.